You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me. Her name is Christine Santiano, and we're going to learn a little bit about her business, Unleash Your Pure Authenticity, out of Fresno, California. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show? Christine, welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So Christine, why don't you tell me a little bit about what Unleash Your Pure Authenticity is all about and what you're specifically doing to help the people of Fresno, California?
My niche is I work with professional athletes. So it's not just here in Fresno, California. I work actually worldwide. I started this about 3 years ago. I transitioned from working as a Fresno police officer and felt the, I guess would say, hardship or the grieving process after I left a almost 18-year profession.
Wow.
Yeah, so I hired a coach, a performance coach, and saw the need, saw the value, was new to all this personal development. And I said, I want this. This is what I want to do.
And so that's how you started Unleash Your Pure Authenticity. Now, the beautiful thing about this is, I guess, with technology now and things like Skype and, I mean, just your basic everyday cell phone, you can actually talk to people and coach people from all around the world. So as you said before, you're not just kind of grounded in Fresno. Really, anyone who wants to get in contact and get a little coaching in their life can reach out.
Yes. I have clients in Europe,
wow.
Asia. So it's worldwide.
Now you said your niche is, athletes.
Yes.
Now are you, I'm trying to get a sense of your clientele here. Are the athletes coming to you? I mean, are these like high school athletes, athletes at the college level looking to maybe make it pro? What sort of athletes are you coaching?
Usually the professional side. So, NFL, MLB, EuroLeague basketball. Usually the professional side, but I do a lot of, volunteer work with, college level athletes also.
And what sort of things are you, coaching these pro athletes on? What sort of issues do they come to you looking to have you help them solve?
Usually I will work with a team and they'll give me an athlete. And usually it's, let me back up. So the athlete will want to work on something that is on and off the field. So like right. I work on the performance side of their sport. So I work with what they're dealing with within their sport. And also at home and in the future, what they are wanting to transition to. So I have it that if they're working at every angle of their life at the moment, at their moment on their sport, everything is much better.
So in essence, helping them with their life and getting everything in order, I can only imagine that that translates to their performance on the field.
Correct.
With the pro athletes coming in, do they, like, what sort of facets of the coaching do they want you to work with them in? I mean, are you, like, at their home? Do you go to the games with them? I'm just trying to get an essence as to what your level of coaching involves, like, what your process is like.
So usually I'll meet them at, like, at the rookie days or at an event, usually held, like, I'll go to the combine or their pro days,
right.
And I'm meeting with the athlete. And so from there, everything's over the phone or Skype or Zoom. So everything is, I'm not there with them.
Right.
But I'm there. What I offer is 24-hour assistance. It comes in with the package that I offer. And they can call me if they have a bad play, a bad, coaching session, at their sport, and we work with tools to get them through and over whatever that's holding them back, or if they've, had a bad, game or whatever is holding them.
Now, Christine, I got to say, probably in the last, 5 to 10 years, I think coaching has become a lot more prevalent, and I think people are way more interested in it, especially in today's society. What do you see for the future of your business, Unleash Your Pure Authenticity, And what would you like to see for the future of your industry, coaching?
I like to see it put in the forefront. Like, this is the thing. It's like the first thing that you need to do when you become a professional athlete, college athlete, whoever, housewife. This is like the thing to do, because we want to enhance whatever you're doing. We want to get you to that next level and whatever you want to create. So I would like it that it would be the first go-to. You know, what are you going to buy? It's not that sweet car. It's not that perfect ring. It's, you know, hiring a coach, because someday you're going to be done with your career in sports, which is usually a 2 to 5 to maybe 10 year career. And now what are you going to do? So invest in yourself now for the future.
Right. That way you kind of have an idea of where your life is headed, of course, after retirement, because as we all know, sports, especially at the pro level, is not something that I would consider long term. I think your 10-year thing is being very generous, and I think if you're making it 10 years in any sport, you're considered a legend.
Yes, and that's why I said 10-year, exactly.
Right.
But I want them to understand that, you know, they have the ability right now to take action. Don't wait until the end of your career. Start now, so you don't have all the stress that comes with, you know, retiring. You know, hiring a coach obviously costs money.
Right.
You have it now. Don't wait until you retire when you're in some type of duress where you can't afford a coach, or you have to, you know, allot your finances to other places. Do it now.
Right. I mean, if you hire a coach now while you're still in this, your sport of choice, and still, I would say, at peak level of your performance, in that sense, when you retire, then instead of having to sit around for 3-4 years trying to decide on what you do, maybe you already know. Maybe you take that anchor spot at ESPN or something like that. Maybe you have all your ducks in a row. And I think that's a fantastic idea. I don't think, and I'm just speaking from my own personal experience, I never trust myself to make the correct decision, or at least I don't trust myself to get myself there. So it's always good to have help, whether it's a coach or a therapist or something like that, just to kind of talk things through. And you fill a very much needed niche, because I have not heard of a coach that specifically deals with pro athletes. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. It is. It's something that's needed. Something that I have a coach. You know, it's just a human thing. We go through our lives with all these ups and downs, and then, you know, once we become an adult and start trying our career or stuff that we want to do, being an entrepreneur, because most athletes become entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so they need that. It's not their sport, so they need that coach to get them to that next level. What do you want to create? What do you want to do? What does it look like? And how is it going to be? And once the athlete takes all that on, because I do none of the work, all my athletes do all the work.
Right.
Because it provides value to them, and it provides actually transformation, and not just change. And it's not a quick fix. It's something that they're creating on their own.
Now, Christine, where can people find your services online, Unleash Your Pure Authenticity? If there's any athletes out there listening who would like to get in touch, do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
I have a Facebook page. It's under Christine Santiano, and Unleash Your Authenticity, Your Pure Authenticity. And I also have my LinkedIn profile, and it's under Christine Santiano.
Wonderful. Well, Christine Santiano, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little glimpse into your professional world. We really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.